Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor Ryder Cup edition for the 2021 Ryder Cup, which is upon us this week. Looking forward to it. Lots of strategy to be had. Guessing which pairings are going to be what. Got a nice tool that I'll be talking about here in a little bit that will help you at least go through the scenarios if you want to try to do that, not have to overthink the situation. Still going to have to be right on a lot of things. It's not going to be necessarily easy no matter what you're using. But I got it all upgraded and looking forward to that this week. Friday start for the Ryder Cup, so we got a little bit of time to probably overanalyze and deep dive into these 24 guys as much as we can. Won't find out until Thursday evening, the first morning pairings. So, they go out morning, afternoon, and then the 12 single matches on Sunday. We'll get all of that. And the key information stuff, I think, is what I'm going to focus on here and just my thoughts. And then this afternoon have a tutorial video over the tool on Cup with Gup with some other stuff. And then we'll start Wednesday and Thursday doing some strategy, what do we think type stuff, along with a little bit today. Last week, the Fortinet Championship didn't have the outright. We were close on several things, but great DFS week. Very profitable for me. Could have been a little bit better, but things didn't break my way with Gooch, Mito, Hoffman, Willie Z. Needed those guys to need one of them to win and then make a little bit of a run. Others make a little bit of a run and could have done well. Had Cameron Piercy, too, in that lineup. He started out, I think, 1-under through 3, got him to 5-under. If he could have got up, like, top 30 or so, really could have made a nice run. But we did have like I said, Willie Z, Hoffman, Gooch were in the mix on outrights. Tringali loses by one stroke to Reavy, first round leader. So we're right there. Still wrapping up the betting deal. Matchups didn't go well. I just can't get fall swing matchups. I did this last year. Didn't do very well. And that's where I started switching my strategy up a little bit. Now, last fall was a little different because we had some big boy tournaments and the Masters and all that. But going back 2 years ago, I really started going light on these matchups because I don't know if it's just a different time of the year or we have so much unknown on some of these guys. So I definitely will be lighter on matches. Full tournaments still do well, but until we kind of get back to our big tournaments, we'll keep grinding it out, though. You know, one bad week is not going to get us off. Football did well, profitable, college and NFL. Not by much, but a little bit. Had a good props night last night. But big shout out to Tyke Zero. Turned $400. He did the two $200 single entries and won both of them. $60,000. Had a big, he posted all that in our GC Warrior Room Sunday night. That was awesome to see. Big turnaround for him. Always happy to see that. We had a lot of the right things last week, so hopefully we can keep that momentum going as we start the 2021-2022 season. Use Smash for 15% off any package this week. You get a free 7-day trial. I think it'd be a good week to do it. You get the 15% off. And I think when you see the tool, if you're not a member, I'm going to show it on the Cup with Gup this afternoon. And that alone, I think, would be awesome to have. And it's 7-day free trial. So if you simply are just using it to get that tool or whatever, it's nothing, amazing or spectacular, but there's a lot of work behind it to get it all to flow and automate for you. Come check it out. And then all of our NFL tools, we have another upgrade going in today and then another new tool that we're going to debut, should be today or tomorrow. So we're finally getting those flowing and wrapped up. Looking forward to that. Had great feedback on the tools. Had a lot of feedback on the green machine. People love it. Our lineup optimizer for college football, NFL, golf, NASCAR, UFC, all that kind of stuff. We continue to upgrade that and put stuff into it as we get y'all's feedback. Smash 20 will get you 20% off any GC gear right now. If you are a sub, I posted a special message to you guys yesterday on a deal that'll go through Thursday night football. So basically probably till the Ryder Cup starts. And if you're not in the GC Warrior Room and you're a sub and you want to know what that is, just DM me on Twitter and I'll let you know what it is. Really special, one time only offer. I'd never offered this. So go check that out if you are a sub, or if you join after seeing all this today, let me know and I will tell you the special code and you can get some really, really good deals on our gear this week. Rate and review us on iTunes, goes a long way. I did 10 millimaker tickets for the big kickoff week. If you missed that, make sure you go check out the Cup of Gup and all that. Make sure your name wasn't on one of them. I think most people have reached out to me. I got them all their information. But always when we do giveaways, I look at the rate and reviews. Those go a long way for us on iTunes, especially right now. And then subscribe and like this video. Subscribing to us on YouTube helps a lot. Those are two ways you can get into all of our drawings for free. Leave a comment on this video. I will pull the last four videos or so, all the comments and stuff, and we'll be doing more giveaways this week. In the video, tell me your favorite captain play on DraftKings this week for the Ryder Cup in the comment, and that'll get you in. You know, you can get in three or four different ways right there into our drawings that we do. I did get with DK, and we did bring a listener league back for the Ryder Cup this week. 200 entries. Didn't know how popular it would be or not, so we just kept it small. But something fun, if you want to test it out or see all this information, decide you want to build a lineup, probably will fill pretty quickly, being only 200. But wanted to throw something out there, so that'll be in the audio description, or you can find it on Twitter at Gup's Corner. We are at Whistling Straits in Sheboygan, Wisconsin this week for the Ryder Cup. It's a peat dye design. It can tip out at almost 7,800 yards. It looks like the Ryder Cup has it on the official stuff, 7,390 yards, par 71. It can be a tough track, especially if the winds get up and going. You know, a lot of the crosswinds can wreak havoc the way that it sits along the lake and the way that a lot of the holes run north and south. 2 miles of shoreline along Lake Michigan. 8 holes hug that shoreline. So can play really tough, but, you know, like Jason Day won the PGA Championship here in 2015 and he shot 20 under, which I think was a major record at that time for, you know, 20 under in a major. But, you know, so it can be, I don't want to say easy, but I mean, it can be had as well. And you got to think back that, you know, Jit Day was probably number one in the world or close to it at that time. Natural fescue fairways. The greens are bent grass greens. Over 500 sand bunkers at this play. So a lot of sand that these guys will deal with. It's a little cooler right now this week as far as weather goes. High 40s, low 50s to start the day out. And then high 60s, low 70s throughout Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Small chance of rain Friday p.m. They have been practicing in strong northwest winds these first few days this week. But Friday it switches, so the day of the tournament actually switches out of the south. So it's going to be completely different winds than what they've been practicing in. Then it goes a little bit out of the west Saturday and then north-northwest Sunday. And Sunday looks the best as far as light winds and plenty of sunshine, but no bad rain. The winds will be a little bit of a factor for sure. Since 1999, when the U.S. won at the Country Club in Massachusetts, Euro has won 8 of the last 10 Ryder Cups. So I've been on a pretty good run the last 2 decades, including 4 of the last 5 where U.S. only won at Hazeltine in Minnesota. So definitely a big hill for USA to get back on a winning streak here. You know, quote unquote on paper, you would think that they look to be the favorites. They are the betting favorites, especially being in U.S., but, you know, the Euro's just been dominating. You in 8 of 10, it's pretty good no matter who's on the paper. So, you know, the tool that I built and the video that will come out later basically allows for, especially if you're MMEing, which is probably suggestible this week, you know, if you want to build like, say I'm going to max whatever, a dollar, the dollar entry, or max the $10, doesn't matter. So you can do 150 lineups, maybe kind of like a showdown deal, where we want to run through three to five different scenarios of what could play out, who can wind up getting more matches or less matches than the wins and all that. So that you can see the, you know, potential DK scoring, where that impacts, how the teams, you could build your team surrounded around those scenarios. And instead of having to like think on that all your own, the tool I built, and again, I'll have a full video out. You'll be able to see it all in action probably a couple hours after this one is released. It allows you to select your projected matchups. Obviously, we're guessing right now. I'll get more to that here in just a little bit. We'll know day one for some matches in the morning. We'll know that Thursday night, so that'll help us. And then if you wanted to guess what, how you think it'll play out the next three sessions, plus you know, the 12 single matches matter only to the extent of you want to put your 12 guys versus 12 guys and really just decipher who you think could win said matches, you know, to see the potential points. Who they're playing may not be as important as if you think that person is going to win, to get that in there. And then, you know, on the right of this tool, it allows you to put, you know, the actual how many holes won, all that kind of stuff. And then there's a scoring page that just basically does everything for you. The math, all everything flows, and then it'll tell you how many standard, based on your expectations of the tournament, how many points they would get, how many captain points they would get, and where some potential value lies. You know, so the prices are anywhere from $9,800 to $5,000 base price for this week. It is a captain showdown slate, so you have to pick one guy to be your captain. Maybe you guys aren't familiar with that. You know, very, you know, we do this all the time in NFL showdowns, stuff like that. And that player's price will be 1.5x his price. So Rom's $9,800. If you put him in the captain spot, he's 14.7. The advantage to that, or depending on how you look at it, that captain gets 1.5 his points also. So a standard Rom may score 122 points, but the captain Rom will score 183. Now, the, you know, the puzzle pieces to put together here is A, predicting how you think the tournament could go, you know, with number of matches played being one of the most important things, if not the most important, even if they lose. Because if a guy plays five and he loses, he's still going to gain points because of holes won, holes halved. You get points for that, potential bonus points on three holes in a row. No, you know, all that kind of stuff matters. And yeah, a guy could play four matches and go 4-0 and be better than someone that played five, but odds of that aren't exactly great. I mean, you want to get as many guys that are going to play, be playing the five, but then again, theoretically, if you just kind of look at it, some of the ones that we think may play the five, then you're going to have a pricing issue depending on who you put in your captain and all that. You can't just fit all the studs just like any other week. So the multiple puzzle pieces there is really what makes this unique. I enjoy it. That's why I built the tool. I built this tool back in 2019 for the President's Cup, and I just enhanced it for this year's Ryder Cup. And it really lets you think through different scenarios and how that would play out. And okay, what if this guy plays four but he loses two, matches are fairly close, you know, how does his total points roll out this week? Like I mentioned, we'll know the morning groups for Friday. Thursday night, the opening ceremonies are slated from 5 to 8 o'clock Eastern time. This will be a big key. I think we're starting to see some of the pairings potentially just by some of the stuff we'll get to in just a second. But until you know those, I mean, because you're most likely, I really don't know if I would not, you're, I mean, I'd say very likely your captain would come from one of those 16 guys that are playing Friday morning, because you know they're going to be there. There's a good chance for a lot of those guys are going to get at least four matches. Some will get all five. It'd be really somewhat risky, but you may do that, especially doing MME, to bank on someone that didn't go off Friday morning, that they'll play Friday afternoon and then play all the way out, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, Friday, then both sessions Saturday, and then obviously everybody plays Sunday. So everybody gets one match. So that'll be key for us to figure out. Obviously, you don't want to wait till 8 o'clock Thursday night to start building. These matches do start like 7 a.m. Eastern time Friday. So there's not going to be a lot of time to get up early and tinker or anything like that, especially if you're West Coast. I mean, that's 4 a.m. So, but from 8 p.m. Eastern till, you know, you have 2 or 3 hours to kind of plan and plot, and you can use this tool once we finalize those opening matches to know those for sure and then kind of project from there. But if you practice with it and go through it, you should have a pretty good idea of some of the guys you want to key in on in your pools. If you feel there's a mega team out there, kind of like Fleetwood Molly from, you know, 2 years ago, I think, or three, you know, however it was, with the skipped year, you know, that'd be huge. I mean, I think, you know, Xander Cantley seems to be, we think they potentially could play every single match and they're going to be together. And if you think they're going to do well, that's even more advantageous because you basically just double up everything. If you have them both in one of your lineups, say you're doing a single entry, you know, if you were to project that those guys would say go 4-1 or something, or 3-1 in matches, and then you think they both have a good chance at winning their individual. When they go 3-1 in matches, you're getting the scoring for both guys if they're both in your lineup. Now, one thing to remember, probably more often than not, if you are putting a team in your lineup, you want to put the cheaper guy at captain if those are your two favorite. I'm just using Xander and Cantley as an example. You could go JT Spieth, JT Spieth, $600 cheaper. So you're getting the same points for both of them. The only caveat to that would be, if you're real confident in the more expensive partner winning his individual match than the cheaper one, and how that would open things up, or to be contrarian. I mean, a lot of people will probably do. I don't know how many people are going to deep dive into this and think this through. This kind of reminds me of match play and all that kind of stuff, which we've had success on. But, you know, if you think, well, everybody's going to play Spieth and JT because we're pretty sure they're going to play all five matches. This is talking anecdotally. I'm going to put Spieth in the captain. So maybe you do put some JT captain, but the only if you are assuming they're going to play every match together, they're going to score the exact same except for Sunday. So the only reason for putting the most expensive guy, if you go, I feel more confident, I don't care who JT plays, he's probably got a better chance to win than Spieth playing someone else. And is it worth that $600? Most times you're probably going to go with the cheaper guy and the captain of a team. You could also take the deal if you're like, I don't want to get put both the guys in one lineup. So I'll, you know, let's say we think Rahm is going to get paired with Poulter, just for instance. Well, you can put Poulter in a captain. You're still going to get, if they were to be paired together and played all four of the teams together, you'd get all the points you're getting from Rahm with Poulter. And then you just bank on the match play, the singles on Sunday to be the difference of those two. And Poulter's 9,600 at captain, where Rahm's 14,700. Now, I don't think those two are going to be paired together. I was just using an example. That's some of the stuff we have to think about. And then as we see these these potential pairings, the downside is, and what makes it fun, I don't know if fun's the right word, but, you know, we're only going to know the Friday morning pairings. We won't know anything else before it locks. And this isn't like we keep substituting or swapping or anything. Like, it locks just like any other PGA. So you really have to do some guesswork. And I think if you put the time in this week, and then I'll have plenty of coverage, could be a big week for us. You know, do you need to play? I just have a couple notes. Do you need to play a certain number of players from each team? No, I don't think. I think it's more about scenarios and total points to be had. I don't think you have to say I want 4-2 USA because I think USA is going to win, because with the pricing differences and then the captain factor, the optimal, you could still have guys that didn't, you know, go 2-2 in matches, or maybe go 1-2 in team matches, but the guy, you know, just boat races his individual. So he goes 2-2 on the week, but does really well in the individual. He's on the Euro team, you know, or vice versa. If you think Euro is going to crush, you know, I don't think you have to have a certain 4-2 build, 3-3 build or anything like that. You know, you're going to have to stomach some few lower price guys to make it all fit. You don't have to force anybody in just because, but you know, there's going to be some guys you'll be rostering that potentially could only play three matches. Ideally, you'd like to have as many of the guys that you feel the best about playing 4 and 5. But, you know, there's going to be some risk there that he started, he sucked, or he got hurt, or, you know, whatever, and you thought he was going to play four, and he winds up playing two team and one individual, and he only gets three in. Not the end of the world. You know, it's just – that's why I talk about the MME side of it. To nail this down to one lineup is definitely going to be extremely hard, but if you – I would try to be leveraged in all the contests that you play this week. So, like, if you're going to do the $200 single entry, that's fine because everybody can only put one in. You know, like me, if I was you're going to put one in the 3333, I think it pays $20K to first this week, where others are probably could probably put 10 in. You know, I'd say you'd rather get as much leverage down and put like eight in the $44 one, or 12, however that works out. Eight would, you know, eight's close. I'd rather put eight in the 44 than one in the 333 this week, for an example. And this goes all the way down the dollar scale in the contest. I mean, I would be as leveraged in every contest I'm playing this week because you don't want to give up, you know, combinations to a whole bunch of other people because I think that's what it's going to be about. And then obviously predicting the right type of scenario. You know, we'll still try to gauge some ownership and all that, but man, this is going to be a there's so many scenarios and you know, there's some people we know are going to be kind of chalky, you know, JT Spieth, Cantley, X are probably going to be paired together. You have some Euro guys, Rom, Rory, potentially Victor, we think would probably play at least four at worst case, probably all five, and figuring out who their partners are in stuff is going to be the biggest deal. So the press conference setups for the week. There's pressers today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We'll be watching them, trying to pick up any tidbits. The USA today is JT Spieth, Bryson, Scheffler. The Euro is Rory, Victor, Westwood, Garcia. Tomorrow, USA is X, Cantley, DJ, Morikawa. Euro is Poulter, Lowry, Fleetwood, and Weisberger. The Thursday presser, Brooks, Finau, Berger, English. Euros, Casey, Fitz, Hatton, Rahm. The Tuesday practice groups that came out this morning, the Euro is Fleetwood, Hatton, Rahm, Lowry, Casey, Fitz, Poulter, Weisberger, and then Garcia, Hovland, Rory, Westwood. So a few changes from the presser there. The USA pairings today, practice pairings, are identical to the presser. So the assumption there is those are the mini pods for the week. Doesn't mean it's true. We're going to have to, I mean, we can't bank on it, but it's, you know, all we have to go by now, and you would think that's going to be the USA pods. Euro, a little less consistent, but based on those pods, my potential pairings look like JT and Spieth, Bryson and Scheffler, X and Cantley, DJ Morikawa, Brooks, Finau, Berger, English. Of course, they can mix and match, you know, in different scenarios. We got to kind of gauge and take our best look at it. Euro looks like maybe Rahm, Hatton, Casey, Fitz, Hovland, Rory, Garcia, Westwood. And then that would leave the guys that mix and match from the presser to the practice was Poulter, Fleetwood, Weisberger, and Lowry. My right now lean would be maybe Poulter and Fleets, and then Weisberger and Lowry. Could be Lowry and Fleets. That's something we just got to keep an eye on. But that's kind of what, you know, just where we're at now with it. So you could take those, you know, and get into the tool. You know, we watch the video later and see and go, all right, these look like the first four. These look like the first four. And then just play with each session from there. And at least that'll get you going on the right, you know, who, if this plays out how I think in the foursome and four balls, how many matches does that look like for each guy? You can just put some, you know, you fill in the holes, one halved or didn't play, you know, and that's all speculation, but basically you're trying to get who's going to win that match more than anything. And as you're, that's all you have to do. Everything else that flows for you and it's done. So it's pretty cool on that end. But, you know, out of those, I think, you know, like I mentioned, JT Spieth feels like they possibly have a potential to play all. Xander Cantley, I think DJ Morikawa go out that morning. You know, so they start with foursome, which is alternate shot, and then four ball is best ball, if you know, more commonly known. I don't know if they'd put Bryson out in the alternate shot. Wouldn't shock me if they put Brooks Finau out, depending on how Brooks is feeling. That's probably the one, that last pairing. I feel pretty confident it's going to be Cantlay, Xander, JT Spieth, and DJ Morikawa. And then one more group, right? I don't think it'll be Berger English. Could be. Brooks Finau. Maybe it's Brooks Berger. I mean, I'm just guessing on the pods that they have kind of set up. Looks like they have set up. I think Rom Hatton for sure. Rory Hovland. I don't know if those are the pairings for sure, but I feel like they're going to go out. I feel like it's going to be Casey and Fitzpatrick, but could be a little off there. And then Garcia Westwood have played together in this before, back, you know, mid-2000s. They were a pair, so that's a possibility. Maybe they send them out. They both have had their peaks. Garcia's been playing pretty good as of late. Euro looks to be a little harder to dial in, so those are kind of some of the scenarios we have to think about. You know, and then I think that four ball that afternoon, maybe the Brooks Finau sits and DeChamps Scheffler plays. I don't know if Berger English plays at all. Maybe DJ Morikawa sit. You know, that's where it gets into, all right, if this happens, where's the best scenarios? And maybe you make a player pull out of that. And then you go, all right, if this happens, you don't want to spread yourself too thin. But if you're building 150 lineups, whether it be in the quarter, the dime, the dollar, the 10, whatever, you know, building five scenarios out of and have 30 lineup pulls isn't the worst thing in the world. Or maybe three scenarios that you feel strongly about and you have 50 lineup pulls out of that. That's something to think about. Initial odds for the tournament right now, brought to you by Monkey Knife Fight. Deposit $100, get $100, up to $100. So you can deposit 20, get 20, 100% match right now. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. Had a great night last night on Monday Night Football that I released. I released those on Cup with Gup, so I released them yesterday for the Monday Night Picks. I'll have some Ryder Cup picks. We'll have college football player props are now up on Monkey Knife Fight. Bobby will have some of those. I'll have some of those. NFL, it's a good way to get into some action. Maybe you don't have a sports book or you know, this is a little bit different and you're utilizing your fantasy research already. So you can go to gupscorner.com/affiliates, or there's a link in the pod description. Then use that code GUPS and you get 100% match up to $100. The initial or the odds right now are USA -180, Euro +200, a tie +1200. If you go with a lift the trophy bet, it's USA -180, Euro +150. What that means is that, you know, obviously the tie didn't come in. It's whoever lifts the trophy type of deal. Day one winner is one of my top bets right now. I like USA -115. My second favorite play right now is Hovland -125 to win top rookie Euro. I don't have any bets locked in yet. We'll be releasing them here, you know, as we get March a little bit closer. A lot of the other bets are going to come down to, once we kind of see those pairings, can we start talking about top score, whether it be USA, Euro, or all together, seeing who's going to for sure play Friday morning doesn't mean it would happen, but you would assume the top scorer will come out of those 16. It's not a big advantage, but it would eliminate eight guys from the bet per se. Now, I mean, it doesn't mean it'll work out that way, but odds are, you know, that's going to be a way to go. So we want to get those locked in for sure. Some guys I'm leaning on top score. I went through some of this on Cup with Cup yesterday, you know, Finau, DJ, Rory, Hovland, probably X. I like X a little bit because I think he does get five in. You know, and I said I like top rookie Hovland. There's going to be a lot of bets. If you depend on what book you're using, there's all kinds right now. Day one winner, like I mentioned, USA. Then they have correct score for day one, correct score for the entire tournament. Some other ones scrolling through here. Biggest match winning margin. We talked about top score combined. Wild card, so it takes some of the guys that weren't. I think it basically is taking the captain's picks, and so the top captain pick to win, they're calling it wild card on this one. That's one where Finau, it may be an option for me, but you know, Xander's right there, 4-1, Finau 6-1, Spieth 4-1. You kind of see probably the two biggest for me, and I think Hovland's going to play Friday morning, but for me, it's going to be, does Finau go out Friday morning or not? I don't know if it's with Brooks or without. Be interesting to see how that'll be one. I'm interested to see who they send out as that fourth twosome for the USA. You got some, you know, little props like first tee shot, USA hit the fairway, missed the fairway, all that kind of stuff that you can get into if you really want to degen. I do like that they have some other ones like kind of like a Quinella, right? There's some books that'll have, you know, like here's Cantley top USA point and Victor top Euro point, pace 30-1. There'll be some of those I'll look into because you get a little bit more juice there, a little bit more money for us to be had than some of the smaller, you know, like if you like Rom, right? He's not paying much to be top scorer, so maybe you can get Rom, and if you think someone's going to come from under the radar on the, you know, maybe Rom and X as a Quinella, basically for those to be the two top scorers, going to pay out a lot more. It's harder to hit, but that's why it pays out a lot more. Then they have some matchups, you know, score most points. Bryson Brooks is a matchup, Scheffler Berger. So a lot to be had this week on that. It's going to be fun. Definitely want to, you know, be wise with the bankroll as always, but I'll be breaking that down on, I mean, as we do the Cup with Cup over the next 2 days, or 3 days, actually. I still have this afternoon. This afternoon is going to focus on the tool, and then I'll have updates Wednesday and Thursday along with the football stuff. So I'm looking forward to the big week. Don't forget, Smash, 15% off. Use that code SMASH, and you get 15% off. Includes a 7-day free trial. If you want to check out the video later on Cup with Gup to see if that tool is something you want to check out this week, I think it'd be well worth giving us a try. I think we bring a lot more value than that, but it's a good way to come check out the community. Giveaways for the new signups and upgrades will, now that we've kind of finalized the free trial period from the last day of that run last week, I will have those announced either tomorrow or Thursday. And as I mentioned, NFL Tools will be updating, pushing our new updates and enhancements today and overnight. And then we'll be adding a new market share report that I've built out and Bobby's going to put together for us. So I'm looking forward to that. Everything's coming along really great. Your support certainly means a lot to us. We appreciate it as we continue to grow this little community of ours. Means a lot to us. I will be back later on with the live tool video, plus a little NFL power rankings and waiver wire talk as well. You guys have a blessed day and talk to you later this afternoon.